Now it's just coming up to 11:34 on Phoenix and 98 FM. You're listening to Eat My Brunch. Now I've been having a great little chat off air with my guest in the studio, who I mentioned earlier, James Taylor. Entertainers Group announced takeover of Brentwood Live. Now it's really exciting news for us here at the Brentwood Centre. We've got a fantastic show coming, which James is going to tell you all about. So thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
You can get a little bit nearer to the mic. He's got a great stage voice as well. So tell us about entertainers and what you do.
So it's my family business. I joined it 2 years ago. My dad began for 25 years. I didn't think I'd go into it, really. I was living in America, being an actor, a struggling actor. I did all right, but it was a hard graft. And then 2 years ago, my dad was like, what are you doing now, James? Do you want to, I need some help. My dad's nearly 70. Will you come back and help me out let's work together. So I came back. I didn't really have a role in the office. So I didn't know what to do, or no one called for me ever. But I got stuck in, and we did some great shows all around the UK. One of them, my dad's most successful shows, is called The Magic of Motown, which tours nationwide and internationally now as well. So we had some great shows there, but what I just did was modernize them and bring them into in today's world with great social media, great production, sound, lights, and just make them, rather than being a tribute show, into a show.
Yeah.
And we've sort of transformed the whole company in that manner, to the point now we've gone from 7 staff to nearly 30 staff in 2 years. We're now doing about 1,000 shows a year, and in 9 countries. So it's good. And then about 18 months ago, I had the idea of putting together a George Michael show called Fast Love, which has gone from strength to strength. We're in the West End, October, November, December. I launch it in Holland next, in Amsterdam and Eindhoven next weekend on the 22nd. And of course, Brentwood on next Friday, the 19th. The whole team are fantastic. Yeah. I'm so proud of the whole Fast Love team, and all the guys back in the office too, who work so hard every day to get the word out there, and all the production guys. It really is a wonderful show. There's so much to it. We played, we sold out the Edinburgh Playhouse, twice over, which was nearly 4,000 people. We done 3 nights sold out the Chris Pavilion in Southend. So this show is, I think, it's the biggest tribute show in the world at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's no other one doing the volume of dates. We announced yesterday tickets go on sale on Friday for the arena tour. Yeah. So my little tribute show is doing arenas. It's doing Liverpool Echo Arena, Hammersmith Apollo, Edinburgh Playhouse, obviously Brentwood Live next year in November as well. So it's gone from small roots, but what was a core part of this was recreating that sensibility and that respectfulness to George Michael. Yeah. And Joseph, who's my lead, really prides himself on that, and we've really have thought about every single intrinsic detail to make that as respectful, as moving, as poignant, and just to relive, and just a celebration to George Michael fans everywhere to come along, enjoy the music, and really enjoy and have a part of that, to remember the man that was so fantastic and so moving all of our lives. And I was a massive fan. That's why it was so integral to me to put this show together particularly. So back to Brentwood Live. As a child, I wasn't involved in my dad's business, but I was dragged along as a 4-year-old everywhere I went. So my dad was a comedian singer. Yeah. So he would be on stage, a place like the Downtown and West Lodge and the Prince Regent, and he'd do a Delilah and a Tom Jones number and then two LFE jokes. And I'd always watch him as a child growing up, which was great, and it set me off on my track to go and do what I did in America and over here. But I learned everything, and I think coming into it, that knowledge has been such a help to learn what I'm doing now and to put it into action. But part of that was, I remember coming to the Brentwood Centre as a teenager, or as a child, as a 4-year-old, and I sung on stage with the Temptations and Four Tops. I sang My Girl. So we came down here, I guess, about nearly 8 months ago now. I spoke to the guys at the Brentwood Centre and was like, we'd like to put a show on here. I'd like to put Fast Love in here. And that, in that conversation, it developed into, just rather than putting one show in there, trying to bring live entertainment back to Brentwood.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done. So we've now created the concept of Brentwood Live, and the whole thing is a community thing to try and get live entertainment back into Brentwood. I'm from Essex. So is my father. He was born in Romford. It's a local venue for us. We do shows all around the country. So to have, it's the biggest venue in Essex. Mm. So if we can get awareness out there and show that we're actually bringing great entertainment to Brentwood, and you don't have to travel far to go to it, it's in your hometown, that's fantastic. And the caliber of artists we're getting in, we just announced, I'm sure we're going to come to this, I'm jumping the gun here, but we just announced Omid Ali, the comedian. We've got Alexander O'Neill next year. So we're bringing in all sorts of really great artists already to make this place back to its once former heyday again. When I was casting for this role, I saw pretty much all of them out there, and I chose Joseph because of his voice and because of his subtleness and his charms, and he, you know, I've listened to them all, and I, you know, he's got such a way about him which is I think is extraordinary. You see the reaction, everyone who comes out, we've had nearly 2,000 five-star reviews, in fact over 2,000 five-star reviews on Facebook. You know, everyone comes back, you know, once you see it, you realise what the show is, and you know, I couldn't be more proud. I feel like a dad, you know.
Tell us about the saxophonist.
So yeah, so we are very lucky to have Mr. Ed Barker on this show on Friday, but also on the arena tour next year, who was George Michael's saxophonist from the Symphonica tour. So he does Cowboys and Angels for us and does an amazing opening to Careless Whisper. It really takes the limelight with that one. It's just, again, like, you know, Ed tells me, you know, I spoke to him last week, and he's like, James, I can't believe I'm playing the venues with the Fast Love tribute show as I was, you know, Liverpool Arena and Hammersmith Apollo, as I was with Royal George Michael. You know, it's unheard of.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, when I walked out at Edinburgh Playhouse in front of 3,000 people, you know, that response that everyone goes up and everyone's like, you know, got their lighters in the air, or the lighters, their phones with the lights on in the air during the sun go down. And it's such a, the hairs in your arms stand up with the feeling of it. It really is. So, you know, and what a pleasure for us to have someone of that stature on the show. And just to, you know, it really is like every nut and bolt has been thought of. And to have it on the show is a cherry on top. And I couldn't be more happy and delighted to have him on board.
Tell us about the Terence Higgins Trust.
Yeah, so Terence Higgins is a HIV AIDS trust, and it's one of my charities before. In fact, I got involved with this. In my acting days, I used to do some fundraising for them. I run the marathon for them. A funny story with that. I was running the marathon, and I was overzealous, and I went off too fast, like miles too fast. Got about 7 miles in, going around sort of by Cutter's Arc, and the road bends right, and I was blowing at this point. I live in Limehouse, so you run past my house twice. So it's like, do I just stop? By the end of it, I was like walking. But back to Canary Wharf, back to Cutter's Arc. I'm going around, the road bends right. And on the left-hand side, I see William, Prince Harry and Kate standing there, right? But I'm with the fast runners. All the fun runners are behind me, right? Because I've gone off, I'm not going to make it at that speed. But so they've all gone right and I see them left. So I dart left, whip my phone out of my trousers or my shorts and do a selfie with them. Right? I make it on ITV News. So I've got this wonderful shot of me in the Terence Higgins jersey with my name on the front with the three royals behind me. So I've got that there in the history. So obviously that's a charity that's very, you know, close to my heart, and I want to help all I can with that. And then this year for our first birthday, which was September 18, we announced a partnership with them. So I couldn't be more delighted to bring them as a partner for us, and we're making a donation per ticket to the charity of Terence Higgins. We're also doing stuff for the arena tour next year, where they're going to come along and fundraise and get an awareness out there. I think it's important, the message that, you know, the stigma's now coming down of, like, you know, with that you know, you can't pass it on, and, you know, get tested regularly, and I think that's a wonderful thing to do. And so I couldn't be more proud again to have Fast Love in association sponsoring and supporting the Terence Higgins Trust, which I think is another thing. Also, you know, George was great at, you know, charities, and it would be close to his heart as well. It's one of his charities. So I think me personally and George had that in unison, and that for me was nice to be able to bring that together and join the two forces and spread that, the good message that Terence Higgins are doing out there.
Now, you've also done something really lovely as well, Friday.
Yes.
You've donated some tickets.
Yeah. Obviously, the staff in my office are very passionate about, as I am, about, you know, charities and stuff. So that aside, we did the 70th birthday for the nurses. So that was the idea with this, really. We wanted to try and invite everyone down. Again, I've got a really severe nut allergy, which is the bane of my life, and many times I've been in hospital, like more often than I'd wish to ever. And I'm always so grateful that they've saved me, and I can't believe what a job they do, the NHS in general, and just the thought for everybody. What's the word for that? Like, just the thoughtfulness of them and the act they do and the job they do, for very little very little respect, or not respect, but very little, you know, recognition. So I wanted to give back, so I invited down. In fact, I said to the guys, you know, how many tickets we sold? Right, let's give some tickets to both the NHS and charities around that. It's actually really hard to give away tickets. They've got certain limits. They can't accept a certain amount. But yeah. Anyway, we've given away £7,500 worth of tickets to this show on Friday. Yeah. This is our first night, and I want to give something back to the nurses. So we've given, I think, the Cancer Trust, obviously Terence Higgins, and the NHS and Fire Service in Brentwood, Basildon, and South End, and the local community areas. Just to sort of say thank you and say, you know, thank you for all your hard work. And I truly mean that from me personally. You know, again, I've nearly died so many times now. And I think even that's getting more prominent now with the whole allergies thing. You know, for me, you know, I've been places that are promised that there's no nuts in it, and I've asked four times and then there's nuts in it, and then you ask them again and you're in an ambulance going to hospital. And so that for me was a personal thing again that I'd love to give back. And again, we are a community place. This is, you know, Brentwood Live is for Brentwood people, and I think it's nice to give back.
It's lovely to hear somebody so enthusiastic about Brentwood.
There you go.
It is. And the Brentwood Centre as well. You're going to put on some amazing shows. Just again, tell us about some of the other shows. We've got George Michael on Friday.
Yep, so
if people want to get hold of tickets, they go through to your website, or is it to the Brentwood Centre website?
So there's a new website called Brentwood-Live.
Yep.
Brentwood-live.co.uk or .com, I believe. Or the Brentwood Centre website directs you across. Or entertainers.co.uk, which is our brand. We do shows all around the UK. You know, more shows than we have. You know, just in Brentwood, we do shows, you know, Hornchurch at Southend, at Chelmsford, you know, everywhere. We do shows in Indigo O2, in the West End on Monday. Yep. So we do a cross-section. Shows for Brentwood Live. So Brentwood Live is our new baby. My dad's actually next door at the moment. He's having a chat with the boss in the theatre.
Hello, Roger. Hello, Dad.
So they're having a chat, yeah.
Yep.
So we've got, obviously, Fast Love on Friday next week. It's our first show. It's day one. We've got Alexander O'Neill on February the 1st. We've got Omid Jalili, who's my favourite comedian. I can't wait to see him on February the 2nd. And then we have Lady Boys of Bangkok, which I think will be really, really exciting to watch, really fun. We've got Big Girls Don't Cry, also in March. And then we've got The Magic of Motown in April. We're also looking at doing a big festival in the summer. A sort of a garage type esque event.
Oh wow!
Called Show Me Love.
Yeah.
We've just sold out Colchester on the 2nd of November. Robin S, DJ Luck, MC Neat.
Yeah.
So looking at doing that in here in the summer. Plus we've got a whole list of people coming with some really exciting singers and more comedians and some really exciting things coming. So the more support we can get, the more people we can get along to Brentwood Live, the more visibility. Tell your friends, tell your family, travel in from, you know, further afield. The bigger we build this, the more, you know, bigger names we can bring here. And that's what me and my father have set out to do, to make this venue again back. You know, it's the biggest venue in Essex. Let's get back to that heyday of brilliant acts like, you know, Temptations and Tony Bennett and Four Tops and Lee Evans. And let's try and get those people back here again to Brentwood. Yes.